Anyway, as I'm getting this together, the young lady, Naoma, she was talking about how she raised herself up to the highest value. She went to college, started businesses, bought herself houses, bought herself cars, you know, all this stuff. And to come to realize that none of it really matters to the man. And, you know, it's something that's kind of, you know, there's some truth to that. And I think one of the biggest issues that women are having is how to eliminate the fact that they are a boss chick or a boss babe or whatever the case may be, and how to still treat a person fairly in a relationship. It's not the men that have a problem with having a woman who has her own stuff. It's the woman having a problem with the man when she has her own things, because she doesn't know how to, as the women are saying, rest in her femininity. You know, basically what femininity and masculinity, all that is really a woman being a woman and a man being a man, for the most part. Because if you ever hear people really talk about a woman's feminine nature, it's just the woman being not so much like a guy, not being so rough and aggressive. It's great that you know how to change a tire. It's great that you know how to change your oil or check your tire pressure, or you can wash your own car and vacuum it out. That's a great thing. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It's when you start to look at the man in that situation and start saying to yourself as a woman that I can do it better than you. There's that song out there, anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you. Men are not trying to compete with the fact that you can do anything better. If you can do it better, kudos, good for you. There's not too many men who probably wouldn't want a woman not to have her own thing, because it's supposed to alleviate just a little bit of the pressure. But here's the thing. The thing about that is, when women talk, not all women, just some, when women talk about the fact that they want a guy that has X, Y, and Z, let's just say every woman who is single is looking for a man who has multi-millions of dollars. Okay, cool. All right, you got the guy. Why do you want the guy who has multi-millions of dollars? And what it boils down to is the simple fact that they want the guy who has all the money so someone can take care of them and they don't have to lift a finger. Why do women think that men just absolutely, positively, 100% just want to take care of you just hand and foot, just you don't have to lift a finger. Don't you do anything. You better not even cook either, right? Because that's how it's coming off. And it's like, what are you guys talking about? I hear all these, just these flawed relationship tactics. And it really trips me out, because none of it makes any sense whatsoever. It's like all fairy tale. It's all delusion. And it just, I don't know, it just trips me out, because no one is being, is this mine? No one is being logical. Are YouTube still on? Let me see. I'm not seeing it pop up over here. None of it makes any sense, man. You know, so I wanted to listen to this young lady. Hopefully I can get the audio to pull up. I don't know what's going on with this thing right now. But hopefully I get the audio to pull up and we can hear it, because she was going in, you know. And the reason I have the books up is because it really sparked a note in my brain that was like, who told you, who is the person? I'm going to keep on saying this, because I'm really just asking you guys a question. Who is the person that told you to be the top male or female in the world? When you find out who told you how to be that person, you would have a better understanding of who you are. Because what you'll end up doing is you'll ask yourself, what made me want to be the top person in the world? Like, what was the point? Right? Not to say that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just asking you, what's the point of you being the top person in the world if you don't know how to treat the person who's closest to you fairly? What's the point? And that's something that a lot of women, because we're talking about the women today, it's something that a lot of women and men don't really ask themselves. Okay, you have the most prominent construction company in the world. What does that mean to the person that you're getting with? What's the point of you telling someone, I make X amount of money a year? What does that do for you? Does that make you say, okay, well, great, I don't have to go work nowhere because you're going to take care of me for the rest of my life? You know, so I look at it like that, because a lot of people, when you guys talking about these relationships and having emotional intelligence and why can't a man accept a woman as she is, and why can't a man just, if a woman has children, why can't he be a stepdad and all this other type of stuff? And it's like, none of you are really thinking any of this through. It just sounds like a bunch of bullshit that people just throw out there. And the person that you get with, that person is just supposed to accept it into their lives. No, this is my life. My life has value. Each and every single one of us have a certain type of value, but some people's values are higher than others. Not just being a high value person. I'm just talking about the value and the morale of people looking at how they want certain things to happen into their lives. So you can't sit up here and try to fault a man who has worked his behind off to be the top of the top because he figured out why he wanted to do it. And then you want to come into his life and basically, in a great analogy, he builds up his Legos for you to come in and then smash them all and say, well, now you put it back together again, and you better try to put it back as quick as you can. I guess that sounds good. And basically, so why do we want the things that we want? And then once we do get them, we start to realize that, oh, I don't want this thing anymore. It's not what I thought it was. It's not what I had anticipated. It's not what I had expected. I did a show the other day when I was out out and about, and I was telling you guys that sometimes the things that you want don't want you. And that's a very harsh reality for a lot of people. The things that you want probably don't want you. And a lot of us have unreal expectations, you know, extremely unreal expectations of what's supposed to happen in life. So just bear with me one moment here. Let me see something real quickly. I heard it, but I want to make sure Facebook is good, and then we'll get on with the show. Because this young lady, I really want to find out, you know, what's her issue, and I want to listen to it and I want to decipher it, because a lot of times when we're talking to you guys behind these microphones and in front of these cameras, people are actually telling you what their issue is, what their problem is. And a lot of your problems, and I just heard this the other day, a lot of your problems are caused by you. You know, a lot of your problems are caused at like solely by you. I don't know where I can't hear it on Facebook. It's acting weird. I'm assuming that Facebook is good. I really want to have a smooth show, and when I can't hear the audio on the platform, it makes me nervous, because I don't want to just be on the camera just to be on the camera, you know. So y'all just bear with me real quickly while I change the settings, because it looked like it's kind of fuzzy. Let's do this. So, yeah. So anyway, this young lady, she's sitting up here complaining about you know, her life not going so well. You know, she can't find a guy to save her life. She can't, you know, and that's a big issue for a lot of women. So here's what I'm hearing, and I guess this is kind of like what I'm seeing. What I'm seeing and hearing is the fact that women, for the most part, want to try to get the top upper echelon of men. Okay, there's not a problem with that. You want a guy who has everything that's already developed, so when you come into the relationship, you don't have to do anything like helping him find a job or helping him with his business or co-signing on a car or, you know, I don't know, co-signing on a mortgage or a lease. You kind of want a guy that's just already situated. But here's the thing. You as the woman, you want to come in with all your bullshit. And I'm talking about like a lot of it. You want to come in with all your mess, and then you want the man to be strong enough to handle you. Listen to the words I'm choosing. You want a man to be strong enough to handle you and to show you the way, protect you from yourself with all of your trash coming into the relationship. So tell me, at what part of that theory does that make any sense? That I'm supposed to be cool, calm, and collective. I'm supposed to just do the very best I can in my businesses or on my job. I'm supposed to have A1 credit. I'm supposed to have about thousands of dollars at least up into my age. So if I'm 40, I'm supposed to have about $40,000 saved up at least, emergency fund, and if I can get some more. And I'm supposed to have a retirement plan. I'm supposed to have investments. I'm supposed to be this well-to-do guy in the community, well-to-do guy in my family. And then when you come in, you see that everything is well-to-do and you want to undo it. That's what's happening in a lot of relationships. And you can't tell me that it's not, because it is. Because all you have to do is just listen to the podcast. All you got to do is listen to the people and you'll start to see that, oh, you coming in with all your crap. And you want a man to come and help you clean it up and save you from yourself. So you'll start telling people that, well, men are they're incapable of love, because if you were a real man, you would do this for me. If you were a real man, you wouldn't complain about what women got going on. You'll just kind of ignore it, and you'll pick better. You'll choose better. And I keep on telling you guys, how can a man pick better if better isn't out there? No, like seriously, how can a man pick better if better isn't out there? I keep on hearing all these guys talk about it too. Well, you got to pick better. How can you pick better when you don't know what better is? They try to give us a standard of what better is, but it doesn't work for everybody. If you look at most of the beauty pageants, and if you really pay attention to them, the Miss Universe, Miss USA, Miss Regional, whatever, if you listen to those pageants, and you listen to the questions that the host asks them or the judges or whatever the case may be, and you see how they're dressed and you look at their pictures, they're trying to show us that that caliber of a woman who looks that specific type of way, this could be what better is. So look at her and look at what you have, or look at what you're around. Listen to her answers. Listen to her questions. See the things that she's doing in her life, and then decipher that with the women that you've been with, and you'll start to see that there are different calibers of women. There are some women that will just be right on time with you. What's going on? What happened with my camera? I don't have another camera for Facebook. We may just do just audio for Facebook. Anyway, same thing goes for the men. I don't think there's and excuse me for saying it like this, because I don't know if it's the right term. I don't think that there is a men's pageant type of deal where men get a chance to really showcase. You see the men doing a bodybuilding, but you never really see, like, you know, Mr. USA or something like that, where the guys get an opportunity to say who they are express their concerns. Women get a chance to see what type of man that looks this type of way, how he thinks and feels. We more so see it on the caliber of women. Now, I could be wrong. I don't know. I really don't know. But I don't think so. So if you can hear me on Facebook, let me know. I'm not sure. Okay. So let's listen to Naomi, if I can get it to come up, because I've been letting it buffer for the longest time here. I got to figure out what's going on with the internet. Seems like it's running a little slow. I got to find her video. But, you know, from what I can see from her Instagram page, she has over 200,000 followers. She has, I think she amassed the same amount on TikTok. Let's find out here in a second. Let's see what we got. All right, come on now. Let's get with it. Because I really want you guys to hear this. If I can get it to come up, I don't know where the she got 300,000 on TikTok. You know, and these numbers, they're impressive. You know, they're impressive. I think her page is it private? Let me see. Man, I don't know. Anyway, we'll listen to it off of another channel here. Y'all bear with me 1 second. We got some good stuff coming up. So, in a nutshell, you got this young lady, which a lot of women do this. You have these young women who have great, you know, aspirations to be the best, you know, to be the best of the best. And a lot of times we don't even tell them how to really, I don't know if you tell them how to really keep a man or how to get one. I really don't know. Because when you listen to what they say, it doesn't seem as if they really want to find a suitable guy. Who was it? Carrie Hilson? Or is it Carrie Hilson or Carrie Hilton? I think it's Hilson. She said something that everybody went crazy over. And she said something along the lines of, she want a dangerous man. And a lot of the women, I guess they kind of want to tinker with danger a little bit. Me personally, I don't care what type of man you like. But if you're looking to have some, if you're looking to have some type of a substance and a good family, that's not going to, your children won't grow up to be like a bunch of misfits. You have to find a man who wants to be a father, like who wants to be there, right? And he needs to kind of keep a control on things, because you can't just pump out kids and just put them out here into the world and be like, hey, figure it out. I think we've done that enough. A lot of our parents couldn't wait till we turned 18, you know, to do what we got to do. So you have to understand that when men try to explain to y'all, like, hey, you might want to have this type of guy, they're only basing it off of what you're saying about what you want. Me personally, if you want the guy who just got out of prison, go ahead, take him. If you want the guy who got 5, 10 baby mamas, do your thing. You get whatever kind of guy you want. Same thing for the fellas. If you want a woman who's a baby mama and out there thought it up, do whatever you want. But don't be complaining about it when it don't work out and it don't work out. Because in the very end, what I've started to notice, which is the reason why I came out with this book, is who told you to be a husband or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a wife anyway? And I'm like, really meaning, like, who was the person that told you? Was it your mama who was like, girl, you need to be a wife? And some of you ladies are trying to get the title of a wife just to prove to other people that you are married, that you were marriageable. And that's not the point of marriage. It's not the point of marriage. You know, that's really not the point of marriage. But you guys, you know, you got it backwards, man. And there's a lot of people out there trying to help you. I'm one of them. Trying to point you guys in the right direction by saying, like, hey, listen, how about you, like, take your time, you know, enjoy yourself, find out what's going on with you, right? See what your issues are, what your concerns are. And if you know yourself well enough, you know, maybe you can start talking to people. Maybe you can start, you know, hanging out, dating a guy, whatever, you know, thinking about taking it serious. When you realize that at whatever age you are, you know what, I think I'm ready to kind of, like, you know, mingle with somebody. And it doesn't have to always be like a sexual thing. I'm just saying, you guys got to, like, grow up and realize that these viruses and these diseases that are out here, this is a real thing. Some of this stuff you can't get rid of. At least not right now. Anyway, some of it is. Some of them got cured, some of them don't. But you gotta be careful, man. You know, I get it. People are attractive. Trust me, I understand. People are attractive. They got it going on. You want to jump their bones, but I'm trying to tell you, and this is just in my humble opinion. My humble opinion. There's nothing wrong with waiting to have sex until you're married. There's nothing wrong with being a virgin. You know, there's nothing wrong with it at all. Let's see something here. I got a phone call coming in. Let's see. Y'all bear with me. We live today. Let me see if this audio sounds good. All right, mic check, 1, 2. Sound good. Yeah. Facebook, I hope you guys can hear me. Nobody's not saying anything. But let's talk about it though. Got these high value thoughts. Answers of high value. Answers of high value. Hold on 1 second, guys. Okay. All right, so there we go. Let's do that. Uh-oh. Why did I say skip content? What happened? Yeah, skip my content, man. Skip it, man. Anyway, I want you guys to... I want you guys to figure it out, because I'm in this world with you guys. There are some things I'm trying to figure out for myself as well. Right. So when I give this advice, it is advice that I've already conquered. There are some things about myself that I have mastered. And there are some things about myself that I'm trying to figure out how to master it. And what I realize about trying to master things and the fact that I have dominion over the earth is when I see the chaos come into my life, like, what's my reaction to it? You know, when it comes down to the peer pressure, when it comes down to indecisiveness, when it comes to the point of making comparisons of where I'm supposed to be at a certain age and who I am as a person. And a lot of these conversations that I start to hear from a lot of people, it boils down to when it comes to the men, we ladies want men who have a bunch of money. The thing about the bunch of money is this. I'm asking you, why do you want a man to have a bunch of money? And when the men hear what your response is, what your answer is, you'll start to then realize that men do not want to just be used just because they have the money. That's why a lot of times you do see some people get married at a younger age or when they didn't have anything. So when they do develop into their relationship and as they get older, that man and that woman, they appreciate somewhat of the struggle of how they got their finances up instead of the person being the primary target. And this is where he is. And this is all you're looking at, because that's the only thing that, you know, that this person has money, you know, that you don't have as much as them. And since you're their girl or the girl that they're trying to talk to, they're supposed to automatically pay your bills that you had accumulated. It doesn't make any sense. It won't make any sense. Facebook, can you see me? Somebody put a one in the chat if the audio is good. Let me know what the camera looked like. I don't know if it's good and going, but we're talking about answers of high value. You guys are getting the opportunity to talk to a man that's of high value. I would like for you to explain to me how I'm not. When I start realizing that I could put a product inside of a store anytime that I want to, you can't tell me nothing. This book that's right in front of you, I told you guys about it, sometime last year? Just a few months ago, because, it's 2024. The book is already out in stores right now. You know, I'm very thankful for anybody who has bought the book so far. It's a great book. It's a great read. I've had some people try to challenge me about the theory in which I'm talking about. I'm a firm believer in 50-50. I'm also a firm believer in, if you're a guy of high stature, if you have a high financial status and you meet a woman and you figure out that she still has a job, I tell you what you do. You let her keep her job. If you are the type of man who's a jet setter and you're always flying about and you realize that you want to date this woman, you want her to be your girlfriend or whatever, your fling thing, you're going to have to communicate with her and let her know where she stands, because you don't want people to quit their job if you know you don't plan on being with them long term. I wouldn't advise you to do that. You know, people need to know where they stand. They need to know where they stand with you. And you have to be very specific as a man. I told you guys this before. Most women, if not all of y'all want a guy to be financially well off and have everything going on just so you can just be taken care of, point blank, period. You know, and trust me, I get it. I understand it. But it don't work that way. For some women, it has worked that way. For some. So let me say this. There's a select few of men and women, and I've seen this. I was talking about this with a friend of mine sometime last week. I've met the club owners, right, that are, you know, down in like Miami, Fort Lauderdale. These guys, they get married. They ended up marrying the help, which the girl could have like been a stripper or a waitress or whatever, or a hostess. And the girl still realizes that the guy, her owner, boyfriend or whatever, he's still messing with the girls in the spot. Now, she's number one, but she also understands that he's messing with other women, other hostess or waitresses or whatever. Out of his business. So if you're willing to accept that lifestyle from a guy, then yeah, that's what you're going to be looking forward to. But the question is, what women are saying is, well, why can't that guy just like me for me and just accept my dirty past? I accepted him for his dirty past. And the answer to that is, I really don't know. I don't know the answer to that, because there is a double standard on it. You know, a man can have sexual relations with multiple women and it's not looked at the same. I don't know why that is. I just know that it's not looked at the same. It's just a different standard. It's what they call the double standard. And I think a big reason why it doesn't work for women, for them to have like multiple men and they try to put themselves in the queen leadership type of position, it doesn't look good, nor does it sound good for a woman to have such a high body count. And it was like, well, what was your purpose for having sex with so many people? And the purpose would be, well, I'm free, I'm liberated, I can do whatever I want with my body. So we go, okay, cool. If you can do whatever you want with your body, then I can do whatever I want with my relationship status on if I'm going to keep you around or not. So you have to understand that as much as women think that men are just so silly, we're so foolish, and we just go for anything, a pretty button, a smile, you're going to be surprised this year. You ladies are going to be very surprised this year when men that are finally getting it, when they stand firm on their two feet and be like, nah, I'm good. Because they are going to start finding women that are really serious about being with them. And those women are going to end up keeping their job until they start to realize that, okay, me and this man are going to get serious. And now I can step away from my job because I'm pregnant. I'm about to have a baby. And we talked about me staying at home. And, you know, that's what you're going to start to find this year. Now, I believe that there's going to be a significant drop in marriages this year. I think the divorce rate is probably going to, drop. A little bit. I don't think it's going to be high, but I do think that marriages, weddings, won't be too big this year in the United States. From what I'm hearing, because I'm in the inner circle in the next couple of weeks. What I'm hearing though, I'm hearing men getting their passports and hauling tail just to go to another country to be relieved of stress. It's not even about, what do you call it, the sex tourism. I think it's solely just to get away from the negative aspect and the uncooperativeness of women in the United States. If you think that men can't see it, they can. They can see it clearly. And I heard these group of women talking about, well, why is it that a man wants to find a woman that's fit, feminine, and friendly? Why wouldn't you want somebody to have that? Why wouldn't you want someone to be as fit as they can be, at least respectable and friendly, and feminine? Which is, like I told you earlier, the feminine aspect is just you just being a woman. Just be yourself. If you can, because I keep on hearing this part. This is what I keep on hearing. I keep on hearing that a real man lets a woman rest in her femininity. It's like, no, you make your own self rest in your femininity. Your femininity and your masculinity is an attitude. It's an attitude. That's all that it is. It's your outlook. You know, it's your outlook on life. You know, it's what you think about yourself. It's how you present yourself. You want to go out here and be a warrior in the army, and you want to go out here to battle. You want to become the world's strongest woman, and it's like, for what? What's the point? Like, where are you getting with it? Just the fact that you say that you did it? You know, here it go. This is it right here. Let me see if I can hear it.
That was not my life, okay? When you
Okay, here we go. See if it'll play. I don't know if it'll play all the way through. Hopefully you guys can hear it. I don't know if I can put it on the speaker.
I'm gonna reclaim my time, babe. When you see me now, you got me soft, babe. Soft like babe, you get it?
I think she trolling. Cause I'm looking at her actions. I think she's trolling. You know, because here's the funny part about all of this. If y'all really want to laugh at this, the funny part about all this is you guys are hearing from the lady, you guys are hearing from the men, but y'all not taking it serious. So y'all are hearing from the men and you making fun of it, but you're the one getting passed up though. That's the crazy part about it. You're the one getting passed up, but here you are making fun of the situation. Here you are making fun of the situation. Let's see if this is going to play. Hold on 1 second. Did it connect to the Bluetooth? Hold up, guys. Let me see. Oh. There we go.
And this clip sums it up very well. Women in their 30s who
hold on
to start a family are having a hard time trying to do so.
Okay, here we go. 1 second. Here we go. Hopefully you guys can hear it on Facebook. Here we go. This is as told by Naomi.
I broke my back. I paid all my bills. I put everybody else first. It has not changed drastically. So now I'm going to reclaim my time, okay? When you see me now, know that I'm a soft babe. Soft like babe, you get it? I'm not Jay-Z. This is not a hard knock. That's not my life, okay? And when you see me now, you address me as such, okay? I want you to be able to look at me and say, wow, this babe is soft. Wow, this babe likes enjoyment. Wow, this babe has not walked a day in her life. That's what I want you to see me as, okay? And when you see me next, address me as chief executive commander-in-chief of Soft Life Babes. Good day.
And this clip sums it up very well. Women in their 30s who wanted to start a family are having a hard time trying to do so.
These women don't know they're picky, and they don't oftentimes know they're picky until it's too late. And that pickiness, that stubbornness hits them like a ton of bricks in their 30s. And they realize that they spent a lot of their 20s being so picky that they were alone. And now they're alone at 33. And it's much harder to be alone at 33 than it is at 23, because at 33, you're ready for that family. And guess what, honey? The family's not going to just show up like this because you decide one day that you want it to be there. It doesn't work like that. So think about these things. Think about, you know, your requirements for a man and how specific and how rigid they are at 25, not at 35, when you've let that window pass.
Let's get back to the article. Let's get back to Carlene Davis. She's a lady that's 57 years old, no other family to care for her needs as she gets older. And when she's young, she never thought about what will happen when she gets old, because she doesn't.
I think it's going to a commercial. Anyway, the whole point of me playing that for you guys is the simple fact that you don't want to waste too much time possibly being picky. You do want to start to learn who you are as a person to find out if you want to be in relationships. Again, I'm not the one that's telling you, hey, you should go get married. You know, hey, you should go do this. I'm telling you, you know, why is it that you want to do these things? And like, what's the point? Because what I'm hearing from everybody is, again, make as much money as you can. And then when you finally get to the top, go ahead and have your family. When you start to realize, since I've, you know, married, it's not even the way people say that it is. It's a whole, it's like things are going to happen different for you. It's just a whole different outlook on it, you know. But let's continue. Let's see what O'Shea Duke Jackson is saying. He's O'Shea Duke Jackson, fair use. We're listening to this for the reasons of entertainment and education.
Doesn't need a man. Doesn't matter about having a man. But you know what? Being single is costly. It costs any individual, any human. But uh-oh, guess what costs the most? It costs women the most. You see, the reality is this. Social security and those benefits are actually reduced when you have one person. And when you're only one person to generate income for a given household, absolutely, things get less. And as you get older, you work less, right? And when you don't have any level of community around you as a woman, nobody looks after you. You don't have a man that has, you know, worked hard to help you or your kids. You don't have any children to help you. So basically, the money that you took and spent on those girls' trips and going to the salon and getting weaves and getting sandals and telling guys that, you know what, you didn't really need them. Well, you don't need them right now. But basically, when you come out in your later years, you will find out that you need them. Not even because of money, but let's look at this situation here. Chris Marsh is a PhD from the University of Maryland. And he says a lot of these boss chicks or women who have this mentality, they are short-sighted because Black Americans and Caribbeans have extensive fictive kin networks, but their non-Hispanic white counterparts have a lot of daily interactions and extended family members, right? And so what happens is that people in this situation, they have more things involved in the social network. And that's not just hanging out, shooting dice, or drinking Hennessy. A lot of that also comes with a sense of community in business opportunities. Because when you're involved in community, then what happens is you get more support. A lot of these ladies are establishing relationships with people who don't really care about them. It's all about the bag. So when you see them...
You know, the ironic thing about this is, and this is something that kind of trips me out. You know, at first, when I started giving like advice for people to be like in relationships and stuff, it's because I wanted the best for people, right? Because I kind of wanted people to be like treated fairly and have a good time, because it is a beautiful thing to have a family. It's a beautiful thing to be in a marriage or be in a relationship with somebody who truly cares for you, wants to be with you, and y'all just making it happen. It's just that a lot of times what the men are seeing from the women is that they're extremely delusional, and the women have been ran through by a lot of different men. And then when they come into your life as a well-to-do man, you're established, they try to shame you for having your own personal standards about the type of woman that you want to bring in because they don't fit the threshold. So part of the reason I wrote husband versus boyfriend duties was for the simple fact to just really kind of have men really stand firm on what they believe their boundaries are, and don't let anybody come into your personal circle to mess it up. You know, we talk about marriage in there. We have a prenup in there. We just talk about a lot of different things that a lot of men are short-sighted on, because some of y'all will never have the opportunity to be married or never really get a girlfriend who truly loves you or likes you for you. You're going to find a lot of women that's going to come into your life and they're going to try to play you because you got the latest car, you know, you got some good clothes, you know, you got it going on, and they'll tell you anything. I'll be right back. Let me grab some water real quick. All right, excuse me. So, where was I? Anyway, we're going to wrap it up here in a second. I wanted to come on. I wanted you guys to hear the young lady complaining about the fact that she became a boss babe. And what I take from that is that women truly believe And this is the most silliest thing I've ever heard. Women truly believe that men are intimidated by the fact that some of them have made hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. No, what happens is that particular woman who has her own money, let's say she has a mansion, she has a Rolls Royce, she just got everything. What happens with you, young women or women, is the fact that you say, well, I got all this stuff by myself. What do I need a man for? A man is not in your life to provide the materialistic things. The man and the woman are there so they can have a relationship, and if they want to have children, to repopulate the earth. It doesn't make me less of a man or more of a man if I don't or do have a mansion, if I don't or do have a Lamborghini. It has everything to do with, am I able to talk to you, reason with you? Am I there for the kids to give them love and support? Because when you have children, boss babes, right? High value women. When you have children, you will quickly see that children, until you teach them, they do not know what materialistic things are. Only you do. We as people put values on certain things. So instead of you looking at a man like, what can you do for me lately? Can you pay my bills? That key word in there is my, which is yours, your bills. Why is it that you want someone to come into your life to pay your bills? Because you want to be free of it, right? You don't want to struggle no more. And you think that when you get with a guy who is of high value or has a bunch of money, however you want to call it, that he's supposed to free you of your mistakes. Save all women, protect women, all this type of stuff. My money is for me. And if we're not in a committed relationship, I'm not obligated to do that for you. That's not my responsibility. My responsibility isn't to help you get on your feet that way if we're not together. And you women, excuse me, you women jump into these dating situations and these relationships so fast. You don't give yourself a chance to heal. You didn't give yourself a chance to even find out who you are as a person. You know? So I guess it is what it is. The book is selling pretty good. Excuse me. Book is selling good. You guys, the ebook version is available in the retail copy. We're going to do a hardback. I like paperback though. I like paperback, but we'll do a hardback here in the next couple of days and whatnot. Again, thank you guys for buying all of my books throughout the years. Shout out to all the platforms that I've been on. It's just, man, you guys are amazing. You know, you truly are. Thank you so much for taking the opportunity to take me serious. It's a good thing that I do get a chance to come on here and talk to you guys to kind of point out the simple fact that, you know, I'm considered to the world a successful black man. I am a well-to-do black man, and I have business connections in big box retail, you know, and that's why I was so fascinated to watch Shark Tank, and you see all these different things, and you start to hear the different type of investments that people go through in order to try to get their product inside the store. And the fact that I have multiple products inside of Walmart, it warms my heart to know that me personally, why I wanted to do certain things was to see myself do it. It had nothing to do with trying to prove a point to anybody else. Yes, I wanted people to be proud of me, right? I wanted my family to be proud of me, but it had a lot to do with, let me see if I can do this. And I wanted to do that again last year that just passed. I wanted to prove to myself again because I took so much time off. I haven't written a book, an adult literature book, since the year 2012. I took a lot of time off to prove to myself that I can do anything I put my mind to. It has nothing to do with trying to impress a woman. It has nothing to do with trying to impress anybody in my inner circle. It had everything to do with, let me see if I can do this again, and let me see how well I can do it, and how much of a shorter time I can do it in. If how much better can I be? Can I prove to myself that I became one of the greatest to ever do it? So the fact that I haven't written a book since 2012, an adult literature book, might I add, since 2012, and I just released another book in 2023, Husband Versus Boyfriend Duties, it lets me know that I can accomplish anything that I put my mind to. And that's where I would prefer for people to be. And what happens is this. This is what a lot of people miss. When you got a person being the best that they can be, and then you got yourself as a woman being the best that you can be, and you run into a person that you want to be that's doing the best, you two continue to keep on doing your best, treating each other the best way that you know how. And you should be able to work with one another financially, because it shouldn't matter who has the most money, because you're supposed to talk about it. And it's just supposed to be a clear understanding of who's going to pay for what and who's going to do what. That's all that is. That's all that is. But the going notion is the person who makes the most money is the person who's supposed to pay for everything. I understand where you're coming from, but sometimes when I say it out loud, it doesn't make any sense. Just because I have the most money, I'm supposed to take care of everything while you still have your money and you do what with yours? I know what you do with yours. You stash yours like a squirrel until something goes wrong, because you know, you anticipate as a woman on something going wrong, and then you make off like a bandit. You can't tell me that I'm lying, because it's happening to this day. There are plenty of women who are in marriages who are working and making some money, and they don't like the relationship anymore. And guess what they do? They bail. They take their money out the bank, and then they're going to go get half of yours. And then have the nerve to say that this person was this and they're unhappy, and this is why they want the divorce. It's like you planned on doing that anyway. So if anything, as a man, what you're looking for, and this is the hard part, because we've had great men before us that couldn't get it together. What you're looking for as a man, you're looking for a woman that's going to treat you fairly. So when you're having these conversations and you're talking to these women, what you're looking for when you're talking to her, you're testing the heart to see how fair of a woman she is. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for a woman who's gonna be fair with you. So if you're saying to yourself, oh man, I ain't gonna never find that, well, that lets you know what caliber of women that are out there. That's why when I hear the question, or when I hear men say, or even women too, you gotta vet better, you gotta pick better. It's like, well, is better really out there though? That's what you gotta ask yourself. Is better really out there? Because a lot of people don't know what better is, or how to even be a better person. And to me, a better person is a person who's effectively learning how to communicate with people to get their point across. You know, there's a lot of foolishness going on out there. A lot of people, they are wasting time. If you are the type of woman or man that wants to have a family and you want to have children, you can go out there and hang out and date around and stuff like that, but you better ask those questions. You better find out, you know, who a person is, what's going on with their family, all kind of stuff. You know, you got to figure it out, because this is real deal. You know, this is life. And this is what's going on. You know, people are out here on the come up. You know, you're going to find yourself getting robbed. You know, find yourself getting robbed. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. I think we're getting close to that 1 hour mark. My name is Darshawn McAway. I do appreciate you guys for coming through. Again, thank you guys for buying the book. Really appreciate it. It's been a pleasure writing it. I had a lot of fun. There were some days where I was a little taken back by some of the things I said in there, because it took me to a place where I didn't necessarily want to go. I did some research that I felt uncomfortable with. I had to ask myself some real questions about, you know, the trajectory of my own personal life, my own personal relationships, my marriage, friendships, business, a lot of things that I just really didn't take in consideration in the very beginning part of my life, in the very beginning part of my marriage. And it's a real eye-opening situation when you start to learn that the tables can flip upside down with you very quickly, and you'll be the one left to clean up the mess. And it seems as if, when I'm talking to you guys, it seems as if the dynamics between men and women is that women want to come into a man's life for a certain amount of time, use him for the extension of what they want, and then just flip his life upside down and tell that man, well, you a man, you figure it out. You a man, you'll get back on your feet. And that's what we're left with as men. We're left with the fact that someone's telling me that they'll, you know, bring me down as much as they can, and I have to figure out how to get myself back up and then make back what I lost, which in essence, you never really do. So anyway, that's my time. Facebook, thank you guys. We'll see you guys next go around. YouTube, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up with you guys here in a little bit and see what we got. So thank you guys for, I was doing it. Well, enjoy the music, I suppose. We're going to end it out. Bye, bye, boom. All right, y'all, excuse me. All right, Facebook, that's enough. All right, here we go. All right. Anyway, we're wrapping it up. Good stream. Appreciate you guys. I just wanted to get on here real quickly and see what's what, and kind of talk about some things. I think this is going to be a good stream that a lot of people are probably going to overlook, you know, but it is what it is, as long as I get a chance to put it out there. Anyway, it's your boy, Darshawn. Thank you so much for tuning in. Feel free to catch me on DarshawnMcAway.com. Go ahead and check out the books, Husband Versus Boyfriend Duties. The book is out there and it's available. As they say in these modern times, do what the birds do and fly south. Peace.